Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us to share and to encourage one another with the word of the scriptures as we inspire from the word of God. We're in this period between Christmas and the new year, and much of what happens is reflections. You take this time to reflect, maybe trying to see what went right, what went wrong in the course of that year. Where did you achieve? Where did you fall short? What is it that you could have done maybe to perform better? What options were available? What alternatives? What areas did you not explore, and especially areas of your potential? This is always a reflection week, and it's time that families come together, or maybe individuals, and you just review how the year was, even as you plan for the coming year. And that is also what I want us to do this morning, and maybe to encourage you as you review this year. Maybe it is time for you to put back your thoughts and you see what happened and what did not happen. And this is something that organizations do. I also do it in my organization, where maybe by the end of every week or by the end of every month, I encourage team members to come together and just reflect on how the week was. What were your achievements? Where did you achieve? Where did you fail? Where did things go wrong? And what is it that you could have done, maybe that you never did? And this somehow helps you to come up with better plans for the following week. And in this case, for the following year. And we also draw this from the scriptures. Right at the beginning, when God was creating the universe, and you remember there were 6 days of creation, and he rested on the seventh day, you realize that after the end of every day, the scripture says that the Lord saw what he had done. In other words, he was reviewing what he had done. He was reviewing what he did on the first day. And that scripture is so much repeated in the book of Genesis. And after every creation from first day, the scripture says, and God saw what he had done. There was morning and there was evening. Like in verse 12 of the scripture says, the land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with the seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. In other words, God was reviewing his work for that particular day. This continues until the time when God is creating man. Verse 31. The scripture says, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. My brother and my sister, it is very important for you to take time and just review the progresses that you made in the course of that year. Unless you review, you'll never get to know where you went right, where you went wrong, where you could have improved. Are there opportunities that maybe came your way, but you never explored them because you never took time to review what it is that God was doing? It is very important for us, even as we plan to welcome a new year from next week, to review your year. Review your year in line with your goals. As a person, did I grow that particular year? Did I develop? Am I different from the person I was in 31st December 2022? Has anything changed in my life? Have I learned something new? Have I gotten new skills? Have I matured in the way that I look at things and maybe in the way that I perceive things? It is really important that you just leave. You as a family, these were our goals. Did we achieve them? Did we fall short? And just in case you do not have any goals, it helps to set goals. Remember what we said, that if you aim at nothing, you get nothing. It is very important for us to set goals even as we go to the next year. But this time around, let us review what is it that we did. And in reviewing, there is the temptation to only look at the dark things. Oh, I failed, I did not achieve. It is very important also to look at the areas we achieved. The fact that you are still alive means that God is not done with you. He has a plan and he has a purpose for you. The fact that you are still there, the fact that you are still with your family, it is something to thank God for. You know, the fact that you are still working, your business is still standing, it is something to thank God for. Let us take time to review our year and ask ourselves, did we achieve as we anticipated to achieve that year? Did anything go wrong? Did everything go right? Is everything okay? And let me tell you that when we achieve, when we review our achievements, when we review our goals in terms of what we were to do and vis-a-vis what we did, it grants us more clarity even as we set new goals for the new year. My brothers and my sisters, I would wish to wish you a great year ahead, but I pray that you will take some time just to review what happened in the previous year, even as you set goals for the new year. Let us pray together. Sovereign Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us and for encouraging us with your word and reminding us that after creating the heavens and the earth, you took time to review what you had done. And I pray for my brother and my sister in this reflective week, that even as I look, as they look behind to what they did, what they achieved in the course of that year, that Lord, you will guide them and you will help them to know what is it that you would wish them to improve and what is it that you would wish them to work on. That even as they review, they will be able to set more clear goals for the new year. I entrust them to your hands, and I pray that the review that we will do this week will set a foundation that you will help them to come with better goals that they will be able to trust you for in the coming year. Help them not only to focus on the negatives, but also on the positives that they accomplished and they did. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you took time to join me in this particular inspiration. You are blessed and you are a blessing. And I pray that God's grace will continue surrounding you even as you reflect on your year and even as you set goals for the coming year. Thank you so much for your comments and even going a step further to share this message to be a blessing to someone else. From Charles Peter Inspirations, I can only wish you a great 2024 ahead. God bless you and have yourself a fantastic day ahead. And thank you so much. We'll be right back.